I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. U.S. household debt is on the rise again, and as Noah Glick reports, parts of the Mountain West are seeing some of the highest levels in the country.
The third quarter of this year marked the 21st consecutive quarter where U.S. household debt grew. That's according to the latest report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Mortgage balances make up the largest proportion, but student loans came in second. Catherine Lucas McKay is with the Aspen Institute, a nonpartisan think tank.
Student loans are not going to crash the economy the way that housing did. That's just not going to happen. But it really is deflating opportunities for millions of people in a way that does affect the big picture.
Lucas McKay says it's hard for people to keep up with payments because wages aren't keeping up with rising debt. Across the country, the total household debt is now up to nearly $14 trillion, the highest it's ever been. Coloradans hold some of the highest levels of debt in the country, and the per capita rate of debt in Utah and Nevada sits above the national rate of $50,000. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the total debt balance per capita in Colorado is more than $71,000. Authorities in Canyon City say a woman died in a fire yesterday morning. Crews found active flames and smoke coming from a duplex around 10:30 a.m. No other structures were damaged. Both the cause and origin of the fire are still under investigation. KRDO says the woman's identity is being withheld until her family is notified. This is 91.5 KRCC News.